views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. This program, The Truth is Funny, was created and hosted by Colette. And as we speak, she and Mark Kettenbach in Germany are starting to do a free demonstration on energetic upgrade. And they're also running a workshop on that this weekend. Colette asked me to host the program while she's away, and it is my honor and pleasure to do so. We're going to be talking about more love and peace on earth, and where does it begin? It begins with us. And so stay tuned for this next hour to look at how we can clear away our life issues that actually get in the way of our living more love and peace on earth. And I will also be happy to do this work for people who call in. We would love to hear from you. The call-in number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So why aren't we creating more love and peace on earth? It's really amazing because when we're 5 years old, we're going strong to 90% of our life. And five-year-olds laugh an average of 300 to 500 times a day. All too quickly, we adults are only going strong to 20% of our life, which means our energy is going weak to 80%. Now, what does that mean? Instead of laughing 300 to 500 times a day, we're only laughing an average of 15 to 20 times. And on a bad day, we have trouble finding one. So why is that? Well, we get stuck in reaction, upset. You know, anything and everything that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. And so we get into overguarding, overprotecting, overworrying, overanalyzing, overinternalizing. And each time we stay in that place, we are creating weakness. And any one of those times is small. But when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks. And we say, ouch. The ouch can be a physical symptom, a mental one, a block, emotional, psychological. And the symptoms, we get pain from, we get upset, we get reaction, we get depressed. And so what Colette and I both do is to help people find the root causes for why our energy is going weak in the first place. Now, the interesting thing is that our symptoms actually have intelligence. I published my first book about a year and a half ago, and it's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And while writing it, I realized that our symptoms are trying to tell us what to work on. And why wouldn't they? Because we do want to be in our natural state of wellness, energy, vitality. And so our symptoms are trying to help us get there. Now, what do we mean by that? For example, a client was telling me how so many things in her life were a pain in the butt. And I said, what is it that you feel in terms of what you're living that is a pain in the butt? And she said, well, money and lack of it and issues with colleagues at work and my car keeps breaking down. Well, as long as she keeps feeling those things are a pain in the butt, guess where she gets her pain? So the pain is trying to say, hello, I know you're very busy now, but here's something you need to work on. Now, how do we work on something like that? Well, what we do is to find the root causes and to simply clear them away. Now, okay, that raises two other questions. How do we find the causes and what does clearing mean? I think of clearing as meaning finding the root causes so that the actual symptoms go away. And again, that's often pointed to by what we are experiencing. What are the life issues that are bothering us? And also, it's important to have our midline strong. For example, if I check the midlines of people who are listening on the call right now, they're averaging at about 60%. You see, every day when I wake up and get going in the day, I get my midline strong to 100%. And before I work with a client or before I started this radio program, I got my midline to 100%. And that's where we want to be, at 100% every day. What's the option? It's continuing to have our energy go weak every day. And the crazy thing is that we have, for so long, been having weak energy in our lives, that consciously and unconsciously, we've started to believe that that's our natural state. And that affects our sense of well-being and contributes, as I have mentioned, to our getting symptoms. Now, if you get your energy strong every day, that helps you live in a more positive state. Now, sometimes people don't exactly understand what the difference between strong is weak and weak is. For example, if right now you say your real name 5 times and just sense what that feels like inside, that is your strong. And if you say another name that is not your real name 5 times and sense what that feels like, that is your weak. And we want to be more and more aware of when our energy is going strong and when it's going weak so that we can switch and have our energy go strong again. And just doing that each day is a big step in moving from our energy being strong to only 20% of our life to keep increasing that day by day to get more strong every day. And the other issue there is to think of the different ways each day that we can be getting our energy strong so that we stay on an upward trend. We're going to take a commercial break now, and we'll come back in a couple minutes, and we'll talk more about how to keep getting our energy strong every day.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are back on the Truth is Funny radio program with Leroy Maloof hosting for Colette Stephan, who is in Germany with Mark Kettenbach. They are sharing and teaching Energetic Upgrade. My contact information is energeticwellbeing.com, all one word. My phone is 508-375-6452. And you can also email us at info@EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. Please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. And I understand that we have Yulia from Vermont on the phone. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. And what is it that you're calling about?
I'm calling to ask for your assistance in clearing of my beliefs of not being worthy of good things or not being good enough.
Aha. Uh-huh. And how old are you, Yulia?
I am 50.
And are you married?
No, I am divorced twice so far.
Okay. And do you have children?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I have two.
And how old are they?
My daughter is adult. She's 28. And my son is 12 years old.
12 years old. Wow, you had a long wait in there between having children.
Yeah, 16 years difference.
Yulia, it feels like that these feelings of not being worthy actually started with you at about age 2. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, totally.
And do you know what was happening at age 2 in your life and with your family?
No, I don't. I have very few memories of that early childhood.
Aha. And, of course, age 2 is normally, both a happy time, and also it's when we're getting into mischief. You remember we talk about the terrible twos. And
yes.
What it feels like when I check your energy, is that you were getting punished for being the rambunctious you. Does that make any sense to you?
Totally. It was happening later when I could remember that already.
When is your first memory of that?
I would say around 4 years old.
Aha, yeah. See, it had been going on for a couple years. You know, the crazy thing is, here we are, full of energy, spontaneity, laughter, and we're just exploring our world. And when we get punished for it, it gives us this sense of unworthiness. Now, we're going to check something else. You see, at that time, we're being told what we should and shouldn't do. And I'm going to check how many things in your life, how many things you learned and bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. And that feels like about 4,000 of those. Does that sound like a good number to you?
Yes, because I believe that I was born very different from my parents, and they didn't understand me. And when I was expressing something that had no idea how to deal with, the easiest thing would be for them to shut me up.
Yeah. Now, when you're into these feelings of feeling shut off and not worthy, what are you experiencing? What's it feel like inside? Like right now,
sadness.
When you think of feeling not worthy, on a scale of 10, how much does that bother you?
8.
Okay. And what's it feel like inside?
It is sad.
Sad. Okay. And anything else that comes to mind?
Confusing. Because
sad,
it doesn't
confusing.
Make sense.
Yeah. All right. We're going to check one other thing. We're going to check all the warnings you bought into. We're bombarded by warnings these days of everything outside of us that can hurt us, everything from electromagnetic influences to pesticides, 80,000 new chemicals a year. I want to see how many of these you bought into as well. Feels like about 1,300. Does that make sense?
Probably. Yes.
All right. I'm also going to check how many ways you've bought into degeneration and aging. See, you're at the big 5-0. You know, that's usually a time when people, their energy goes weak when they get to be over 50. So let's see how many. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, I remember in high school science class, reading as a fact that the human body peaks at age 20 and degenerates by 20% every decade. 10%, sorry, every decade. And that's stated as, well, that's just a fact. You know, everybody knows that. Well, it's basically not
right.
true. Because we want to be stronger and more fit in all ways as we get older. But I'm going to find out how many different ways you bought into degeneration and aging as well. About 500 ways. And I'm going to check one more thing in terms of what you bought into. What church were you raised in?
Well, I was raised in between because I was raised in Soviet Union where religion wasn't really approved. And part of my family is Jewish and part of my family is Orthodox Christian.
Uh-huh, okay. I was raised in West Texas, Southern Baptist and Southern Methodist. And I remember Hellfire and Damnation revivals on the church house lawn. And guess what? You and I both learned the same thing. And it is that we're basically born sinners, and we're always going to be sinners. And we have to always be doing penance and asking for forgiveness. And there's a war between the spirit and the body. And the body is, you know, the flesh is going to win. And one of these days we're going to get to heaven, and there's going to be a harsh judgment. And very few are going to pass. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I've heard a lot of that.
Okay, so let's see how many ways you've bought into that. About 130. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to deprogram every one of these shoulds, warnings, degeneration, aging. We want to wipe it off your hard drive, like hitting the delete key on your computer. So let's just deprogram all that. I want you to focus on your midline while we're doing this. Okay, well, we want to clear it all the way down to zero infinity for everything in the past, and then roll through your timeline, your clock, your calendar, to zero plus infinity in the future. Just eliminate that off your hard drive. And then this unconditional love, the oneness with the universe that is us, we're going to reprogram to that, all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. See, I believe that we are here to live heaven on earth right now, not sometime in the future, to be living in strength and love and energy and positivity and positive relationships. By the way, are you still feeling not worthy and sadness and confusion at an 8 right now?
No.
Okay, where is it now?
Somewhere below 6, maybe closer to 4.
Okay, somewhere between 4 and 6. And we're going to do one more thing. You see, everything, when you talk about sadness and confusion, these are basically sensations that we human beings have. And the difficulty we have with sensations is that they're basically hidden and trapped inside. And we struggle with them inside. And then we think we have to struggle with life. And let me see how many sensations you've been experiencing. Feels like about 1,200. And those create negative emotions. And then the negative emotions and the sensations continue to weaken as they support each other. Let's see how many negative emotions we're talking about. Feels like about 700. And then these two interact with expectations not being met. You know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Let's see how many expectations not being met. Oh, it feels like about 3,000. And what happens when these three interplay, they also create negative anticipation of what's not going to happen, what we don't want to happen. And let's see how much about that. That's about 1,000. So we're going to deprogram all that. We want to wipe that all off your hard drive. And again, just eliminate it so it does not bother you anymore. So you no longer have to learn from struggle and lack of worthiness. So we're just going to clear that all away and again reprogram to the 100% positive infinity and beyond. That's you. So, how much lack of worthiness, sadness, and confusion are you feeling right now?
Very little. Two, maybe.
Two. Okay.
Or maybe even less. It's going down, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we've cleared about 60% of the root causes for that. And thank you for coming on. Wish you the very best. And we're going to take a commercial break. And after we come back, let's see how you're feeling then.
Thank you, Larry. Mm-hmm.
On board, we gonna ride till there ain't no more to go, taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. Or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan on Transformation Talk Radio. Colette is in Germany with Mark Kettenbach. They're teaching energetic upgrade. And here on her radio show, we're making shift happen. And we just got through talking with Yulia. I just want to do one last check. Yulia, what are you experiencing right now?
Well, I'm feeling much better. I feel as I have radiance down my midline. It just feels so good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Yulia. You know, when I think about symptoms that people have, when there is a symptom, I think of it as having roots like a 100-year-old oak tree. You know, they're not visible. And sometimes people have one tree, sometimes they have a whole bunch of trees. And so what we do is we clear away those roots so that tree can flourish. And so I wish you the very best. Normally, when a person comes with symptoms like you described, we'd spend an hour working with them. But on the radio show, we go long enough so you can really feel a shift. And I wish you the very best.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. And our next person is Joanne from Poland. Joanne, are you there?
Hello, Leroy. Hello.
Hello. Where are you from in Poland?
I'm from Szczecin, not very far from Berlin.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. And how did you know about this program?
Oh, I've been listening to this program for many months now, and I have just bought your book 2 weeks ago.
Have you had a chance to read any of it yet?
Yes, I've read the whole thing. I printed out last chapters, and I'm reading it again. And I'm
fantastic.
Highlighting everything, so I'm really working with your book.
Oh, thank you very much. And by the way, did you buy it from Amazon?
No, from your website.
Oh, you did. All right. Well, if you can send us, by the way, a review of the book, send it directly to us, that would be very helpful. Could you please send a review of the book directly to us at info@ewbp.com.
I will do it at some point, yes.
Okay, and what is it you want to work on?
I've had, for the last few days, I've had kind of pain in the neck. And in a funny way, I know you gave this example in the book, and I sometimes feel like I'm picking up everything I'm reading about, all the symptoms.
Yeah.
And, now I feel much better, but it's coming and going. And sometimes I can clear something simply for myself, but then there's a big issue. I feel like, you know, around my neck and shoulders on the left side. Now I have a little bit of tension on the left side, and I have to really move my head to feel the pain in my neck because it's got better.
Well, okay, so on a scale of 10, how much pain in your neck are you feeling right now?
One, maybe.
Oh, one, not too much. Well,
it's very little. Yes, it. While listening, I think, you know, it got better and better.
Well, it still feels like there are two things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. It feels like one of them is about your work. What is your work?
I'm a homestay mom.
Okay.
I stay at home mom.
Yeah.
I'm not working, and the problem with that, I don't really have much income. I don't know. It might be a problem, but I try not to think about it.
Well, except, okay, with that, what we need to clear for you is suppression, denial, shutting down, numbing, forgetting, lying. We're just going to clear that all away. Mm-hmm. And what's bothering you the most about staying at home and not having enough money?
Not having enough money and providing for me and my daughter.
Enough. Are you a single mom?
Well, my husband and I were not together. We don't live together. He lives in another country, but he's supporting us a bit. We're actually heading for divorce, so at some point. So we don't live together for a few years now, I would say. So.
All right. Now, part of this work is to get to neutral. And let's get you neutral to never having enough money to adequately provide for you and your daughter. What bothers you about that, by the way? What's the worst thing that can happen if you never have money?
That we won't have a place to live, a flat, and to eat.
Okay, basically. So let's get you neutral to never having a place to live and not enough to eat. Now, you see, to get to neutral, we have to go to the worst scenario, because if we don't, there will still be something out there bothering us, and we'll react. So what's worse than no place to live and not enough to eat for you and your daughter?
If I don't have a place and I have nothing to eat, they could take away my daughter from me.
Okay, so let's get your neutrals are taken away the daughter, and you never see her again. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of experience, upset, reaction, triggers. Let's just clear that all away. And what's the best scenario? You have plenty of money, prosperity. What's better than that?
What's better than that?
Yeah.
Having our place to stay, a house. Yeah. And just being creative and having, you know, doing all the things we want to do in terms of education.
Okay, education so also. House, place to stay,
for my daughter.
Doing everything you want to do, and education, let's just get you neutral to that as well. So is the pain in your neck still a one, by the way?
It's very little. I have to really move my back, my head to the back to feel it. But it's getting relaxed in that area.
Yeah, good. It kind of feels like.
I think it's gone a little bit.
Yeah, it.
But
feels
generally,
like...
I feel much better.
That's good. And what else are you noticing?
Yes. Very often I feel like my head is separate from the rest of my body. It feels more connected.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's also optimize your physical presence in your body, in this life, in this place where you're living with your daughter. Let's strengthen that to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And make you strong for prosperity and ease. And what do you notice now?
I feel neutral, more
good.
Neutral than I was.
Yeah, good. That's where we want to be. We want to be more and more neutral to our life every day. And as you know, chapter 14 in the book gives you a protocol for helping yourself get more neutral every day. That's where we want to be living.
Yes. I don't know if you have time or a minute. I wanted to ask my father, because he sprained and broke a little bit his right ankle.
All right, we need to take a commercial break, and I'll talk with you after we come back. This is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan on Transformation Talk Radio. You can actually see me working if you click on our website, ewbp.com. If you click on videos, there's 15 there and on YouTube of me working with people. So, all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back soon.
We've already said goodbye. Since you got
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. I want to thank Colette Steffen for letting me, or asking me to host this program for her while she's teaching in Germany. You can find Colette at thetruthisfunny.com or the Truth is Funny Facebook page. You can also find our Facebook page, Energetic Wellbeing. Joanne, you were going to ask another question.
My father broke a right ankle a few weeks ago, and he's not healing as much as he should be healing. But also it brings a thing for me that, I'm reading your book and I'm applying everything to me, and many things are shifting my life, and I really see the difference. And when I think of helping him or family, I feel paralyzed, like, you know, that I won't have any results for somebody else. So I don't know.
Well, thank you for your feedback on the book. My intent in writing it was to help people get stronger to their life. It's a combination of an autobiography and a teaching book. And I didn't want it to take people as long to keep getting stronger to their life as it took me. And as I say, it's why I wrote the book and why I do this work. We need to get you neutral to never being able to help anybody else, which you're not neutral to now, by the way. And again, we go to the worst scenario because what bothers us, our energy goes weak to. And we go to the best scenario because we set expectations, and when they're not met, we react. And the reaction in either case causes our energy to go weak. So again, let's get you neutral to never being able to help any of your family or anybody else, and neutral to always easily able to help everybody. When you think of your father now, what do you notice?
I'm not sure yet. I think, yeah, I'm more willing to help him and work on him, or, you know,
that's
work
good.
And...
That's good, and I wish you the very best with it, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. And we have Marcus from Atlanta on the line.
Yes, how you doing, Leroy?
Good, Marcus. How are you?
Pretty good.
And what is it that you either wanted to ask or wanted to work on?
Well, I wanted to work on being stuck, feeling stuck in my life in the area of relationships and money and finances.
So you're only stuck in relation to relationships, money, and what else?
Well, those are the main two, and life purpose, I guess you could say life purpose.
Life purpose as well. That pretty well covers everything. So it's being stuck. Marcus, how old are you?
44.
And are you married?
Oh, no.
Okay, have you been?
Oh, no, I've never been married before.
Okay. And how long have you been feeling stuck?
For about the last 3 or 4 years.
It actually, Marcus, it feels like you've been losing your sense of joy for the last 6 to 7 years. Is that right?
Yes, that sounds correct also.
All right. Now, what's the consequence of our losing our sense of joy?
Feeling depressed.
Yeah. In other words, we're laughing less, less happy, feeling depressed. And that's another way of being stuck. So, Marcus, what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay stuck, depressed, relationships, money, not living your life purpose? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Being alone and not able to do anything.
And what's worse than that?
Probably more depression.
Okay, continually more and more depressed. Let's see, what would be worse? You get bitter.
Yes, angry.
Oh, good one. Get bitter, angry, and just kind of dry up and blow away. So let's get you neutral to that. We're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of experience with stuck, of upset about it, of reaction to it, of propagating it, of angers yourself. Let's just clear that all away. And what's the best scenario if you're not stuck, Marcus?
Moving ahead in life, being an entrepreneur, traveling the world, and finding a wife.
Okay, so in a lovely, positive relationship with a wife. Okay, you realize you're not neutral to this desired state either, this best scenario. See, we want things so bad that when we don't have them, we react, and that causes us to be more depressed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to get you neutral to this best scenario as well. Prosperous, getting ahead, travel, entrepreneur, clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. Excuse me. And when we started, how much was it bothering you to be depressed?
Maybe about an 8 or a 9 on a scale from 1 to 10.
And how? Where are you now?
It feels like maybe like a 4.
A 4. Okay. Let's see what else is going on there. again, Marcus, this is the kind of thing that would take more effort to completely clear. But let me just see if I can put my finger on what else is going on with this.
And I have a quick question, too, if I could.
Yes.
Now, I was told, I don't know how true this is, by somebody that was kind of psychic, that there was like a hindering spirit that's blocking me from a lot of stuff. I don't know how true that is. I don't know. I don't know if you could pick up on anything like that.
That's what I call negative psychic energies, and I'm not picking any of that affecting you right now.
Okay.
No, I'm not picking up any, and I don't feel like there was any from the past either. What I am picking up, Marcus, is a real positive energy in you. We want to take that is not being fully expressed. We want to take your thinking mind and send it off into the black holes in the universe and strengthen your awareness, your knowing of using this positive energy you have to get accurate answers. We want to strengthen the unconditional love in your heart. And from there, help you to remember times when you've experienced that and continue to fill yourself with it. And from there, to increase your intuition and insight to get your right answers, your right actions, your right manifestation and results, all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And how much are you feeling stuck right now?
It's about down to zero. I mean, that felt much better. It felt much better. I felt that.
Oh, good. Thank you, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you, Leroy.
You're welcome. Well, we're nearing the end of the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And remember, you can reach Colette at thetruthisfunny.com or the Truth is Funny Facebook page. And you can reach me at energeticwellbeing.com, EWBP.com, or the Energetic Wellbeing Facebook page. I thank you all for being on the program. I thank Colette for asking me to host. Actually, she's asked me to host again in another 2 or 3 weeks. And so I wish you all the very best. With love, big hug, energy, joy, and peace. Thank you for being on the show.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.